Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, all of you junior detectives listening out there, what can I say? You've helped us with our cases every step of the way. Zevi and Gov, here's a big shout out this week to you two aspiring detectives for giving us so much love and support. Thanks to you, thanks to all of you, we did it! We've reached another season finale of the Snoop and Sniffy show. This season had its highs and its lows, but Sniffy and I have managed to solve each unique case that was thrown our way.
And we had fun doing it.
We sure did. What was your favorite case this season, Sniffy?
That's a tough question, because all of them were so fun. Maybe the crop circles. Or, no, wait, my favorite case was the case of the gnarly gnomes.
How did I know you were going to say that?
It was just so magical. We have to go visit them in their enchanted forest home.
Maybe next season. I think now is about the time where I get ready for a nice cup of tea and a very long dog nap. Finally, do what I wanted to do on my birthday before you planned an impromptu mystery for me to solve.
But you loved that mystery.
I did indeed.
Well, you can't go back to sleep now, Snoop. The day has just begun. Who knows what mysteries are awaiting us out there today?
Oh, wow.
What is it, Snoop? Why do you look so surprised?
What you just said reminded me of someone I used to know.
Who?
Professor Mittens.
Professor Mittens? Your nemesis, what?
Yes, back when we were friends and partners, whenever I'd want to take a nap, she'd say, Snoop. How could you nap? Who knows what mysteries are awaiting us out there today?
That's exactly what I said.
I know. Which is why I took a moment to pause.
Are you saying that me and Professor Mittens are alike?
She used to be just like you. Eager, adventurous, trusting, nice. But something changed in her. She turned hard, bitter. She wanted world domination and power. I couldn't follow her down that path.
I don't want to be like Professor Mittens.
You're nothing like her. Don't worry, Sniffy. I don't think you could ever go down the path she took.
I really hope so. I don't want to turn into your nemesis.
Me neither.
I still have hope that Professor Mittens can change back to how she was when you knew her.
Perhaps. But she's not around anymore, so who knows?
We haven't seen her since that lady took her away in the cat cafe.
True, but if I know Professor Mittens, she'll claw her way back soon enough. And right on cue, a new case. Hello, Freckles. What have you got for us today?
Are you two ready for something serious? Something shocking? Something huge?
How huge are we talking?
I have for you today the ultimate mission.
The ultimate mission? What does that mean?
Well, I hate to say it, but Snoop, your nemesis, Professor Mittens, is back on the scene.
How did we know? She always manages to show up around this time.
Definitely around episode 10.
What is she doing now?
She's threatening the very existence of dog and human relationships.
What?
Professor Mittens has somehow gotten her hands on a new invention that makes our human owners no longer consider dogs their best friends, but instead, they will now think cats and other animals are their best friends. Can you believe this injustice?
That is just wrong.
Where is she and how do we stop her?
We have a double agent on the scene. It appears Professor Mittens is holing up in a boathouse down by Pflugerville Bay. And it's in this boathouse where she is making the final touches on this invention that will change dogs' fates across the country. You two need to get down there and destroy this machine before it's too late.
You can count on us. We won't let Professor Mittens get away with this.
You'll meet our double agent on the wharf outside the boathouse. But before you head down there, stop by Wheeler's Gadget Shack. You're going to need all the help you can get.
Got it. Don't worry, Professor Mittens will be stopped yet again.
You must, or else. I don't even want to think of a world where a man's best friend is no longer a dog. It's tragic. I can't even hang up like I usually do because I'm scared. Don't let us down, Snoop and Sniffy. Goodbye.
It must indeed be serious if Freckles didn't even bother to hang up like she usually does. We must hurry, Sniffy, to Wheeler's Gadget Shack.
Snoop, what if Professor Mittens succeeds in her plans? What will we do? Will the schlubs kick us out?
No, she will not succeed because we're going to stop her. Time is of the essence. Wheeler, I say Wheeler, are you in here?
Snoop, Sniffy, don't mind that. It's just my lunch.
Okay, Wheeler, this is urgent. We need the best gadgets you can provide to go up against my nemesis, Professor Mittens.
Professor Mittens is back? I see.
Every dog's best friendships are on the line.
Well, that sounds serious. I have some gadgets that may be helpful.
Thank you.
First, we have a new one that I like to call the Barkability. It looks like just an ear clip, but with one bark, it will make you invisible, blending you in with your background in seconds. To become visible again, just bark one more time.
Invisibility powers, cool!
Next is a squeaky toy squeaker. Throw this squeaky toy and it will continue to squeak and move, distracting your enemies.
Definitely could be useful.
The last one I think you could use are doggy spy cam glasses. These glasses, besides looking super cool, of course, can also let you see through walls.
What? That's mighty impressive.
What can I say? I'm an impressive dog.
Thank you, Wheeler. These are all great and can be used as we stake out Professor Mittens' hideout. Come on, Sniffy. It's time to go.
I think we need one more gadget.
Don't say it.
The laser jetpacks! Come on, this is the ultimate mission! We need them!
Oh, fine. If Wheeler says it's okay.
I think it's time.
Finally!
Please be careful. They're quite sensitive. One wrong move and off you go.
I'll be careful. Thanks, Wheeler.
Yes, thank you, Wheeler. Your contributions will not be forgotten when we save the day.
Good luck, my dearest dog detectives.
Now to the wharf.
Who do you think the double agent we're meeting is, Snoop?
I'm not sure, but whoever it is, they are risking themselves to help us. They are a hero. Ah, the wharf's just up ahead. That must be the boathouse over there. Don't get too close.
Where is this double agent? A cat!
Stay calm, Sniffy.
Both of you, stay very still.
The ultimate mission might have just got stopped very short, as Sniffy and I are now in the clutches of a cat. Let's take a quick break while we figure out our next move.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank Paws, you're back. Sniffy and I have been sent on the ultimate mission to stop Professor Mittens from forever destroying the BFF relationship between dogs and their human owners. This is very important stuff. And, well, Sniffy and I got caught. We're in the claws of a cat, and now we've got to get out of this mess.
Quickly, move behind this boat and everything will be okay.
Okay, cat. We mean no harm.
Yeah, we're just out on a pleasant dog walk near the water.
A likely story, and what I know is not true because I know who you two are. Snoop and Sniffy. It's me, Gandalf the Cat.
Gandalf the Cat? You're the cat who helped us out in the cat cafe by saving us from Professor Mitten's trap.
Sure am, and I'm here to help you again. Professor Mittens somehow got her claws on a highly coveted invention that turns human beings against their dog best friends.
We've heard.
It's terrible.
Yes, I feel for you all. For me, as a cat, I don't understand why you would want all that attention from the humans. Ugh, I like my alone time. But that's not the point. We have to stop Professor Mittens.
Agreed. So, how many other cats are in the boathouse with her?
There are about 10 other cats, but it's not just the cats. All sorts of other pets have teamed up, too. Iguanas, hamsters, birds, even the fish. They're tired of you dogs getting all the love.
It's not our fault we're so cute and loving.
Point is, the boathouse is packed. It's going to be tough to get in there without her noticing.
Luckily, we have some gadgets of our own to help out. I'm going to get closer to the boathouse and use these doggy spy cam glasses to peer through the building.
That can see through the walls?
Yes, but before I do that, I need to turn myself invisible.
Whoa, I can't even see you anymore.
I'm wearing a laser jetpack.
And don't you activate it, Sniffy. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Now, you two wait here. I'm going to sneak up closer and see what I can find out. I can see right through the walls of the boathouse. Gandalf wasn't lying. Not only is the room filled with cats, but all sorts of other animals. Dan the worm is there. Traitor worm. If I press my ear against the wall, maybe I can hear.
And finally, we will all no longer be considered second best. Our human owners will never immediately say that a dog is a man's best friend anymore. Today, justice will be found for us all.
Oh, that better not have been Sniffy.
What was that? The dogs, they could be onto us. They could be trying to stop us. Everyone, go outside and make sure no dogs are coming. Especially ones named Snoop or Sniffy.
I guess she still isn't a fan.
Snoop, you over here?
Sniffy, what? Where are you? I can't see you.
I'm invisible like you. This is so cool.
Were you behind that big explosion?
Yeah, Gandalf and I decided if we created a distraction, the boathouse would empty and you and I could sneak in.
By Jove, you're a genius, Sniffy.
I know.
Well, looks like only Professor Mittens remains inside. Maybe we can distract her with the squeaky toy squeaker. I'll throw it to the far side of the room, and then we can run in and grab the invention.
Got it.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
What's that? Hey, is someone over there? Snoop? Sniffy? I knew you wouldn't be very far behind. Where are you? Come out, wherever you are.
I'm almost to the invention. Stay back, Sniffy.
Gotcha.
What madness is this?
Fell into my little trap, I see. Never the smartest one in the room. That was always me.
Hello, old friend.
Professor Mittens, what have you done?
Why, I lured you to this boathouse and finally have caught you in a trap.
You mean this invention doesn't cause human beings to hate their dog BFFs?
I have no idea. That was just a story I put out because I knew you couldn't resist trying to save the day to one-up me.
Won't all those other pets be mad at you for promising something that won't happen?
I don't care. What I care about is that I caught you. I bested you. You always thought you knew better, that you could teach me.
What are you talking about? You were my trainee, my partner, my best friend. You betrayed me.
I couldn't live in your shadow anymore. Always second best to a dog. I never got the credit for what I did.
I'm sorry, Professor Mittens. I wasn't trying to keep you down. I always wanted the best for you.
Well, I had to forge my own path. And here we are now. You in the cage and me laughing, finally knowing I'm the better detective.
But you're not the better detective.
And why is that?
Because you only ever think about yourself. The best detectives have partners, friends. Isn't that right, Sniffy?
That's right, Snoop.
Oh, the little pop-squeak detective trainee of yours. Almost forgot about him.
I'm a real dog detective now.
Sure. Good luck ever getting out of Snoop's shadow.
I already am out of his shadow. I can do things he can't do, and together we make the best team.
That's right. Together we are stronger.
Well, right now you aren't together, because Snoop's trapped in a cage.
I can get him out.
Oh, yeah? And how are you going to do that?
With help from this army of other pets.
Oh, hi, everyone. How much of that did you hear?
We've been here the whole time. It was easy for me to convince them to come back to your lair, and I made sure they heard every word you said.
Professor Mittens, you lied to us all. You said it was our turn to not be second best, but this invention doesn't even do anything.
Come on, Dan. Dan the Worm, I didn't mean that. This invention definitely works. Worms will finally be loved.
Some humans already love worms.
Stop lying, Professor Mittens. This was all just a power trick to get Snoop. Let him out.
Yeah, let him out. Let him out.
Can't you see? I was just trying to help you all. Ugh, fine. But I'm not going to sit here and listen to a lecture. You'll see me again, Snoop.
And me. Don't forget about me. You'll see me, too.
Ugh. Oh, and by the way, thanks for this laser jetpack I took from you. It'll make my getaway that much cooler.
I wouldn't do that.
Ah, this jetpack is going out of control.
And right into the water.
No, not the water. I hate the water. Ah, get me out of here.
Ah, poor Professor Mittens doesn't like the water.
She'll dry off eventually. Remind me to tell Wheeler he needs to fix the laser jetpacks. They don't seem to work properly.
The day has been saved again, and Professor Mittens thwarted.
Thanks to all of you for your help and for saving me from the cage. Professor Mittens may want to keep us all apart, but we have to remember, we're better together.
Hear ye, hear ye. Yes, we are.
And with that, we've run out of time. The ultimate mission proved to all be a trick by Professor Mittens. But in the end, we still succeeded in stopping her and saving the day. She's still so focused on besting me and making her power known, but she just needs to realise we're all better when working together. No one needs to compete. Maybe one day she'll see the light, but that day was not today. If you've enjoyed today's episode, you can find many others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. There are tons of amazing shows out there just waiting for you. Now, with all that being said, it's time for me to sign off for the season. It's always been a pleasure. And remember, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go, kid, go.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now the night, here comes the